Five Geeks, Five Opinions, One Podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, and welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP and possibly Melissa. Who knows what's happening with her right now? And today we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you, JP?
I am doing fine.
Are you excited about this weekend?
Yes,
Are you all packed?
No, I am not.
No. I'm sorry.
You know my ass is never packed until the night before or...
I'm proud of myself. I actually packed over the weekend. The only thing I have to pack up is I have to put my computer and shit in my bag once we're done with the show. And then I'm good.
Okay. Show off.
Wow.
What are you wowing? Look, you're the one that wanted to be all impressive and pack, you know, in a timely manner and shit.
You know what? The thing about it is I never do that. I'm like you. I always pack like the day before. Then I'm like, I hope I got everything. And this weekend I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that to myself. I'm actually get all my shit packed. I'm gonna get it all put in my bag and I'm gonna be ready to go. So that way when it's time for me to leave, I'm just gonna get my shit and go. And I'll be good. And lo and behold, that's what's going on with me right now.
Yay.
So yay, excited about Dragon Con this week. I'm excited about seeing people. But first, let's go through the normal things that we go through when we start the show. We want to say thank you to everybody who made donations. We very much appreciate it. If you want to know how you can make donations, there's a cool site called nerdgasmnoir.net. If you go to that site and you look on the nifty sidebar on the right-hand side, it has links to how you can donate to us money, donate to us your Twitter account, and also so how you can listen to us on any form of anything you want to listen to us on, and also how you can follow us on social media. You'll definitely find us on the Twitters. The Google Plus community is a raging good time. The Tumblr is doing pretty okay. Facebook is there, but nobody's on Facebook.
It's there.
You can also find a phone number where you can leave us a voicemail, and you can find other ways that you can contact us. Now, didn't we get a goofy joke?
Yes, we did.
Yay!
So I guess you would know who this is because they didn't bother saying who the hell they were.
They didn't bother saying who they were, but I recognized the voice.
So we're going to play their corny joke. So here we go.
Okay, a guy goes to the doctor and he says, "Doc, I have a problem. I can't stop singing What's New Pussycat." The doctor says, "Well, it appears Jones syndrome." The guy says, "Is it rare?" The doctor says, "Well, it's not unusual." Thank you.
Yeah. That made me laugh genuinely. And
I was doing a sound effect, but apparently.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing a sound effect. It was applause for that goofy joke. That actually made it took me like I listened to it twice and I was like, "What?" And then finally, when I got it, I felt dumb. Yeah. But anyway, if you don't know, that was the dude who I talk about sometimes. Who I get to see this weekend. Yay! I'm excited. So, anyway, anything interesting happened this week in the Nerdgasm G+ community?
Why, yes, Deanna. So, we had a nice link from Enda Lauren.
Woo!
Shout out to her. And she posted a link to an article about Donald Glover being cast to voice Miles Morales in the Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors cartoon.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet because, like...
Well, you know, Donald Glover's issues.
Right.
But he finally gets to be the Spider-Man he always wanted to be. That was not meant to be snarky. God damn it. Sometimes I say things, and I don't mean them to be snarky, but they are. But he finally, like, there was that whole even though Twitter activism is whack, apparently, there was that whole campaign for Donald Glover for Spider-Man on Twitter. So, you know, he got what he wanted.
Yay.
So yay for him.
Yay!
Anyway, it's funny because we don't care about this because it's Donald Glover. We should probably care more.
Yay!
That's the appropriate amount, I guess. Anyway, moving on. Ooh.
So you're just gonna say ooh then stop?
Yeah. But I didn't watch this video.
Okay, so
I know about the program, but I didn't watch the video, so you go.
Okay, so and the video is kind of, hold on. My phone is ringing. That's rude. I know it's rude.
I'll start it off. So if you don't know who Black Girl Dangerous is, it's actually a blog. No. Yes. Black Girl Dangerous is actually a blog. You can also check the editor, the main editor, out on Twitter. She's doing an editor in training program where she's trying to do a program for queer POC and trans POC youth to get them into to get them into things like journalism, writing, things like that. And so she's taking donations for that, the nonprofit that she has going up. They did it before last year. I tweeted about it this morning. You're going to see me tweeting about it a lot. It's definitely something you should check out. If you look up if you go to youcaring.com and look up BGD for Black Girl Dangerous, editor in training program, you should be able to find it. Anyway, go ahead and explain the video. My bad.
Okay, so the video is pretty much someone with white privilege taking up the challenge, and a bucket of news articles falls upon their head that demonstrates all of the white voices we hear through our media, and they take up the challenge to try to uplift minority voices, which means you have to donate too. So don't just do the video and be like, "All right, that's cool. I'm done." No, just spread a message, donate as much as you can so that we can have this awesome program teaching minority voices how to get out there and create independent media.
Yay. So definitely check it out. You'll see us tweet about it a lot. So definitely check out the link. If you can donate, please do. Actually, speaking of bucket challenges, I want to say, Kia, why? Why? Apparently, Miss Kia, who we should share that video with everyone, just because. But Miss Kia, who's been MIA for a while, decided to make a video where she does the ice bucket challenge, and then she challenged all of us to the ice bucket challenge. So, yeah. I just want to say, this is uncalled for. I don't like the cold, but I'm probably going to do it. Probably. I think I'm going to do it. We'll see. You're only supposed to have 24 hours. But I'm busy, so no.
Yeah, because I was like, there is no way I was going to do it the next day. I'm like, nah, I gotta
work today.
You know, so yeah. Y'all don't have to wait.
So you might see that this weekend as well. I may put the video up on Nerdgasm. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. An unlikely source, which actually should be a very likely source if you think about it, has figured out how street harassment is not cool. And that source is Playboy. Who'da thunk?
Who would've thunk?
This sounds really funny to say, but Playboy has an article out on playboy.com where they have a should you catcall her flowchart. And it's actually pretty good. You should probably go look at it.
Yeah.
If you, well, don't look at it at work, though. I'm going to put that out there now. Because I don't want people to be like, oh, yeah. You're
looking at naked ladies.
And I don't want to get you guys fired is really what it is.
Right. Even though you're looking at an infograph about how to not catcall.
That history is still going to show up on your work computer that you were on Playboy.com. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. All right. So, moving on. Okay, wait. We can't talk about the Doctor Who season 8 premiere because I haven't seen it yet. And also because Melissa's
like... Hold on. Boo!
Seriously?
Yeah.
I got the boos.
You know why? Because Melissa saw it before you.
Melissa, that is the only thing Melissa has ever done before me ever. So it doesn't really count. She's still at -1,000.
It counts for all the things.
No, it doesn't.
All the things.
No, it doesn't.
All of it.
Not even most of the things.
Okay, this was the one who that you should have saw on time. This was
Melissa's not even here, so we can talk about it next week. Or we can do a very special episode at Dragon Con.
What the fuck?
Don't what the fuck me.
So there's two things I gotta make you watch. I gotta make you watch Kite, and I make you watch the season premiere.
You're not. Okay, so Doctor Who is not really forcing me to do it, for one. And for two, I'm not watching Kite because y'all are trying to make me watch Kite and Baller Blockin' and The Room. And I'm not doing that to myself because I love myself. I love myself. Anyway, moving on. Did you watch the VMAs this weekend?
Okay, I'm going to be honest.
You can just say no.
Nah, I just watched certain shit.
What did you watch other than Beyonce? Because everybody only really watched for Beyonce.
Okay, I only tuned in to watch Nicki, Beyonce, Touche, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
That's about it because I would have watched it if Iggy, whatever her name, fell off the stage. But since that was not happening, I didn't watch her. Perform.
Did you know that J-Lo and Iggy Azalea have a song together called Booty? I'm gonna let that sink in for a little bit because it doesn't make sense to me either. Anyway.
Okay.
JP's gonna kill me when she sees me. You guys don't understand. I'm setting myself up to die.
No, I saw the damn picture. I had did a memory dump.
Nope, I just restored it.
Yeah, right. So, what's going to happen is we going to pretend like you ain't say nothing.
Nope, it's a real thing. It's happening.
Okay, first of all, Deanna just said I was going to kill her at Dragon Con. But yet... I'm giving her a way out. And what does she do? She closes the door.
I'm not going to deny reality. I'm not going to deny reality. It's a real thing. It happened. And we're just going to have to deal with it. I don't understand why Iggy Azalea is getting so much traction. But no, we were talking about the VMAs. So the VMAs was boring. Do you know what? Somebody commented that it was really, really funny that MTV was giving out awards for videos that everybody's only ever seen on YouTube. Which I thought was pretty funny.
So I don't even understand why MTV even does the VMAs and they don't show music videos anymore.
I think they have music videos on their website, but no, they're not Vivo. They're MTV. They put them on their website from MTV, but there's so much, it's so like going to MTV.com is painstaking and I would never do it ever. I don't know. I haven't been excited about a VMA since I was like really young, Like super young.
So are you just trying to rub in the fact that you still have baby milk on your breath? Is that what's
happening here? I'm saying that the VMAs haven't been good in a while. Jeez. Gosh. Like, you're that much old. Shut up. You're not even that much older than me. Anyway.
You don't even. Okay. Never mind. Because I was going to say, never mind. You don't need to know how old I am. So.
I do know how old you are.
Well, let's move on. No one else needs to know. Okay.
I didn't say it. I just say I know it.
And I wanted to make that perfectly clear that it should stay that way.
Yeah. I don't know. The VMAs, it wasn't that interesting. Beyonce's performance was cool. She gave like a little mini concert. Like she did the whole Beyonce album or snippets from the whole Beyonce album, which was pretty good. And then you also got to see the cute videos of Blue dancing along in the audience, which was adorable. But wait. So you know how, I don't know if this is related or not, but you know how, what's that girl's name? Chris Brown's other girlfriend's name?
Kawuchi?
I think it's
Kool-Aid?
Karuchi-chan?
Karate?
She obviously said some fucked up shit about Blue Ivy's hair on 106th and Park on Monday. I don't know if BET told her to do it because they were mad because they got that VHS tape of Beyonce's concert for their award show, but she said something so stupid about Blue Ivy's hair, and apparently she lost like 20,000 followers on Instagram. She got dragged on Twitter, and I think 106th and Park didn't even come on today. They were just like, no, nope, we're not gonna do it.
Because they know.
Yeah, it's funny because if you watch, the video was all over Tumblr, and if you watch the video when she says it, the dude who's like co-hosting with her just turns around like, oh God, no.
He's just like, no.
This is going to end terribly.
Slow motion trying to, you know.
It was so bad. So yeah, that's going to play out interestingly. But yeah, there's nothing really much to say about the VMAs. It's not that interesting. Oh! But it did let us know that Donald Glover is still around. He hadn't been on Twitter for the past couple weeks
he was at the VMAs?
Yeah. They did a moment of silence for Ferguson. Mm-hmm. And so it was Common on stage, and I think they cut to Snoop, and he's sitting right behind Snoop. And they do the moment of silence for Ferguson, and he's just like so sad face. And I was just like, I thought it was so funny. I was like, what fucking irony is this that they pan to Childish Gambino after all that shit he talked on Twitter, mm-hmm, during the Ferguson moment of silence?
Yep.
I thought it was pretty funny. Just like that. Yeah. You see what a fucking idiot you are. Yeah.
So all I know is that Booties won this VMAs. So it was like Booty was the topic of the show.
I think they did. They did this year. They overdid Booties because last year the whole Miley Cyrus thing and that fiasco. I feel like they were like, okay, no.
We need to show you actual booties.
Yeah, because. Oh, God. I wanted to. The bad part is I wanted to. How did Miley Cyrus win an award for Wrecking Ball?
I don't know. So, look, I told you I only tuned in for certain parts. And that was Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift to shade her, and Beyonce. After that, I was done. I ain't look.
So. Yeah. But yeah, it was the thing that happened.
So, speaking of Taylor Swift, so she is assless. She's like negative ass.
No.
Don't be rude. Look, she the one who decided to do a side profile in booty shorts.
In that terrible music video?
Yes. And then gonna wear, I'm just like, there, yeah, is like a straight goddamn line. And then when she did her like performance on MTV and she had the little outfit that had the little shakies, little whatever you call it, I can't think right now. I'm just like, God, you are like a iron board. That just
Then
she decided to wear like this one piece.
Okay, you know, I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to say that actually looked cute on her.
It did look cute. From the front.
She didn't have the butt for it, but it was actually pretty cute on her. And it was the first thing that we've ever seen her in that wasn't like, I'm trying to look like an elegant, beautiful young lady.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It was nice to see her do something daring, but she also is still Taylor Swift. Yeah. So.
And then I wanted to shout out to, he's known as Brother JR on Twitter, saying that that Taylor Swift is officially part of Rhythmless Nation. I'm sorry, that tweet was awesome.
Rude.
But it's so true, because every time they cut to Taylor Swift, you're like, oh my God, somebody.
Taylor Swift at every award show is always the non-dancingest ass dancing person at every show she's ever
at. Oh my God, I just want to take her and just like, okay, sweetie, we gonna teach you how to find a beat. Because I can't. I'm tired of them panning over to you and you are just so off the beat that I'm not sure if we are listening to the same song.
So. Okay, I have a question though.
Yes.
What is an Ariana Grande and a Jessie J?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Jessie J is the shit. So,
I don't know who she is, and I only know who Ariana Grande is because every time I turn on the radio, I hear something that sounds like Mariah Carey after she lost her voice.
So,
but they're like, that's not Mariah Carey, that's Ariana Grande. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, Jessie J, I think she's from London. I know she has an accent. That's all I know.
She's not from the U.S. That's what I can tell you.
Right. And she's a very awesome singer. I like her songs. I think Jessie J, she's really slept on. So she reminds me of like her singing style and kind of like music kind of reminds me of Pink. It's a more British.
Pink, but
I don't know how to describe it, but she's kind of got that mix of like kind of R&B and rock, so I like Jessie J. I love Jessie J, so I got her, I think her first album. Ariana Grande is a low rent Mariah Carey mixed with Christina Aguilera. She doesn't have the...
Except she looks like she's a child. Like, somebody was like, she's 20-something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she looks like a baby.
So she looks like...
And you want to know what? I think that's the thing. Like, she looks like she's a kid. And so you look at her and you go, look at this little girl with this powerful voice. But she's actually an adult.
Right. And I don't know. I just can't get into her music.
I think it's definitely for young people.
It has to be, because I'm just like well, she has that high register like Mariah and Christina, but it's kind of this cute poppy. And she's one of those people that I'm just like, why do they keep making her dance?
Yeah!
Like, seriously.
Okay, I was going to say, hold on. I was going to say that their little performance during their little performance at the show, her little or at the VMAs, her little dance that she does was very, very awkward looking. And I didn't know if that was like her shtick or if she was actually trying to dance.
I think I don't know, because she looks awkward every time they try to make her dance.
Also, somebody in the chat room asked, what is Rita Ora? And I also have never heard Rita Ora's music, but she does look... What did I say? I said Rita Ora looks like Rihanna if... She looks like what Rihanna would look like if Rihanna was just a regular person and not a fabulous, beautiful person. Right? Am I correct? I think that's how she
I don't
looks.
Know. I still have not seen what this Rita Ora looks like, and I'm not going to waste time Googling her picture because I don't care. Because if she's supposed to be like Rihanna, if she was a regular girl, then I'm just like, I think I'll just stay with Rihanna and have the actual...
Well, that's what she looks like to me. I think she's fairly famous too. I don't know any of these new people at the VMAs, and I think that's what frustrates me, is I'm just like, who the fuck is this?
Okay, the only person you need to care about that you was wondering who the hell they were is Jessie J. I'm just saying, that's the only person you need to care about out of that whole group that you mentioned.
All right, fine.
We don't need to know what a
Rita Ora is.
Yeah, or Ariana Grande. We could just push those over to the side and you could just care about Jessie J.
Okay. All right, sounds like a plan.
You ain't watched True Blood, didn't you, either?
I did watch that last episode, and I was just... Why? First of all, spoiler alert, if you still care about True Blood, but I doubt you do. That ending scene where they're at the table, and you're supposed to be like, oh, it's so good that they're finally at peace, or whatever. You only knew, like, 3 people at the table. Like, what the fuck? None of those people were like original cast members. It was like secondary characters from season 1 and then a bunch of people you didn't know and then Lafayette. Like, what the fuck? And then Sarah Newlin is now the cure for Hep V. She's also going crazy and I don't care. Eric lost all of his sexy. Like, it's gone. Like, they...
Yeah, what did they do to him in that commercial? Because I'm just like, why? Did they just up the pancake makeup?
It was, like, really bad. Like, it was very, so very unsexy. It was so bad.
Okay. One good thing is Ginger finally got her some Eric. Because he just came in. He's like, you know what, Ginger? Let's do it. Let's fuck. Let's do it.
This is all you've wanted for, like, 6 seasons.
And see, I knew this was going to happen. Like, she got one pump in and, like, straight up just spazzed out. Just, like, and he was just looking like, you get done? Are you going to be okay? She's sitting there having orgasms because she has been holding that in for, like, 6 seasons.
Yeah.
And she's like, no hand jobs, no blow jobs, no nothing. She's been holding that nut for like 6 seasons. And we not go and what's that? What, 7 years or something? And who knows how long she was with Eric before then?
Yeah.
She's been holding that in for a long time.
But yeah, I don't... Yeah. But, yeah, the ending was terrible. One good thing was Bill died. Finally.
But see, okay, it wasn't as satisfying because they made him back to, like, season 1 Bill. And I like season 1 Bill. Like, why couldn't y'all kill him when he was Billiff? Like... I would have been satisfied then. I was like, yes!
I don't understand how Billith, if he was Billith, how did he get Hep B? Like, wouldn't the... Whatever, I don't know.
No, okay, because remember he let all the vampires drink him and they damn near, like...
Oh, so that took all of the Lilith blood out of him? Is yep. that what happened?
Yep.
What? Oh, God, it was so dumb. So, everything after season 3 was just like, why? Ugh. Anyway.
But it was an end. So, I know people was like, well, who did Sookie end up with? Some random dude that we don't even know.
Yeah, somebody we don't know.
We didn't even see the face. We just saw the back of the head and she was pregnant. So, oh, yeah, spoilers. Whatever. Who cares? Jason got with Hoyt's ex-girlfriend because I guess Hoyt didn't want kids. She wanted kids. Jason was like, I love kids. So they showed them together with like.
So, of course, he ended up with. Of course, Jason's going to end up with his best friend's ex-girlfriend. Yeah, and then Hoyt and Jessica got married again.
Oh, yeah, they did get married.
It was pretty dumb. It was like the dumbest thing.
Yeah. So, and Arlene ended up being with that vampire guy.
Irony
indeed. And of course, well, even though we barely got another scene from them, Lafayette and his vampire boyfriend, who name leaves
the guy that was with Jessica, right?
Yeah, so they was together. I guess that's it.
Well, Sam and what's her face?
Oh, yeah, they went to Chicago.
They got married and now they have two babies. Yeah, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it.
Nope. But yeah. At least it's ended.
Yeah. It didn't go out with a bang, but it went out. Anything else interesting happen?
Okay, so I know. I don't know. I don't think anything else I could think of.
You were about to say something.
Yeah, and then I realized I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to give it country, so.
Oh, is it a sad thing?
No, it's something that was kind of mentioned earlier with the BET thing, and I'm not going to give it country, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've hit the half an hour mark, yeah?
Yeah, so we don't have anything to talk about because certain people didn't watch fucking Doctor Who.
I'll watch it. Look, we'll watch it and then we'll do a special episode and you'll stop yelling at me. I'm sorry.
Bless you. I mean, unless the chat room got something they want us to talk about, you got like 10 seconds.
Oh, wait. While we're waiting, if they have something to talk about. I didn't realize how addictive Nutella was until I actually, because I got those like little Nutella snack things before where they give you like the Nutella and like the cookie stick. It's like a Pocky, but with Nutella, you know? And I had had those before and they were good or whatever. And then one day, this weekend, I decided I was going to get the jar of Nutella, right? And I was like, well, what do you eat Nutella on? And people are like, oh, you eat it on strawberries, you eat it on crepes, you eat it on this, you eat it on that. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I went and I brought some strawberries and bananas. And I took my strawberries and bananas and cut them up and drizzled Nutella on them. And then I blacked out and half my Nutella was gone. So, and most of the strawberries and bananas. So I didn't realize that this was a lifestyle that you guys live. I'm so sorry, Nutella people. It's an addiction. And I need to stop. Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, somebody asked, Inda actually asked if we saw that article about adult women now outnumbering male teens as gamers. Yes. She actually posted that in the G+ community.
Yes.
Her and Kia posted it.
Yes.
Okay. So, Sharif, also in the G+ community, brought up a good point that what's going to end up happening is people are going to be like, oh, well, the women just play casual games, and they're going to try and continue to pander, like, console games to men, and which is a stupid idea. And people always want to ask, like, are casual games games? And it's like, yes, they are. Like, first and foremost, like, casual games, they're there to kind of, well, no, regular games do the same thing. They're there to kind of get you escape. Like, casual games are just puzzles in video game form. And then I guess you can say, like, a fucking Madden is, like, playing tag or football in video games. Like, it's still gaming. Like, it still counts.
Okay, and so here's my thinking. If you want to try to qualify what is a gamer, the only thing I can say to you is shut the fuck up. Because
my thing is, either casual games count or fucking Madden doesn't count.
Right. So, okay, because here's the thing. Back in the Atari video game, you know, going to the arcade, like, honestly, if you went to the arcade, you had Tetris, which is considered like a puzzle game. You had Pac-Man. That was like a puzzle game. A lot of our first arcade games were puzzles. Think of Pong. God damn it, Pong. Shit. Oh.
Pong was table tennis.
Right. Thank you. Electronic table tennis. And like, seriously. Like, think. Like, okay. You would consider someone playing Puzzle Fighter in the arcade a gamer. So why, if they play something similar to it on their phone, that they're a casual gamer and they don't count?
I think it's just because it's a new platform, because like, there are some people who are like, well, you're not really gaming if you're playing at home on a console. You have to like go out and like play at a whatever, like at a fucking, do they even still have internet cafes anymore? That's still a thing, because it shouldn't be.
Right. And I know someone who's being themselves asks, does Candy Crush really count?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It's a freaking addictive puzzle game. So
it's a game.
Yeah. It's a game.
I don't know. It really gets on my nerves when people say that casual gaming is all fucking games are casual. Like, what the shit? Like, what makes this game more serious than this game?
Yeah.
Because I have to go home and play it on an Xbox. Because I can fucking play Peggle on an Xbox. Hell, in a couple years, you'll probably be able to play motherfucking Candy Crush on an Xbox. So
let's be honest. My phone right now can probably play all the Atari games that I grew up with on
it. And then they also have, like, those racing games and shit on the phone. So, stop it.
Like, the Doctor Who Legends, I think it's Doctor Who Legends. I am freaking addicted to that freaking game. And I guess it's casual, but it's a puzzle game. But come on, it's Doctor Who. But I'm less of a gamer because I'm playing it on my phone. Like, okay, like, all the games that come out, like the little puzzle games that come out on console. So if somebody plays that, if it's on a console, it counts. But if it's on a phone, it doesn't. Like, make up your mind. What do you count as not a gamer? What's, you know.
Not to mention that in a lot of games, like in BioShock, they'll have a casual puzzle within the game that you have to play.
And think about Myst. Myst is just a very gorgeous looking puzzle game. It's an entire freaking puzzle game. It just is.
It's just pretty.
It's just pretty look at. Like, you actually trying to figure out the clues and to get to another part of the story by figuring out the goddamn puzzle. So is that less of a goddamn game? Like, come on, people. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Because I'm tired. Because I know at one point or other, I was kind of like that. Like, oh, no, you know, that's not a real game. You know what? Fuck it. I don't even care anymore. I don't care. Because I'm at this point, if you like to play a game, if it's enjoyable to you,
enjoy your game.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I really, 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 really do hope that more, because here's the thing. A lot of people play casual games and that gets them interested in other things. Like, you may play a casual, like you may play a casual little mini RPG on your phone and then be this, then turn around and go, oh, hey, I want to play Final Fantasy, or oh, hey, I want to play this. Oh, hey, I want to play that. And so you end up buying a console. But if the environment is still a fucking big dude bro fest, then you're going to lose out on a lot of potential money. You guys, all I'm saying is I just want to be able to be a badass chick with facial scars who kills everything. Yeah. It's really what I'm trying to say. And you guys keep fucking it up by trying to make all the girls pretty.
And honestly, okay, I'm just going to say this. If they keep trying to push consoles towards real gamers, I feel like that will be a chance for Nintendo to do some shit. Because honestly, looking at E3, they had the most games I was kind of excited about.
They had the most games that weren't that.
Were
well, Nintendo has always been. Because, like, I'm really. My problem is I'll have thoughts and then the thoughts will continue, but I'll stop talking because I'm thinking too fast. But you guys, I'm going to get through this, I promise. The thing about Nintendo is Nintendo will do shit like, hey, let's make a game about girls that turn into octopuses and squirt ink everywhere, and the object of the game is to get your ink all over everything, and you win.
Wait,
and
did that game come out yet?
I don't think so. But, like, you look at the, like, you see it on paper, and you're like, that sounds dumb, but then you actually see the game, and you're like, oh my fucking god, this looks fun.
I want right? that goddamn game. I want it so badly.
And then Smash Brothers has a shit ton of female playable characters.
And not like, oh, they're just there and they're weak as hell. No. They was like, if they're going to be in Smash Brothers.
I want to play as the Wii Fit Lady. Ah! I'm like really excited about that. You don't understand.
You know.
Like, I'm probably the only person who's going to play as the Wii Fit Lady and I do not care.
And the Zelda Dynasty Warriors. I refuse to call it whatever the actual name of it is. I'm calling it Zelda Dynasty Warriors game.
This is
game.
What it's called to me. Fuck you.
I know it's like Hyrule Warriors or something like that. Whatever. It's Dynasty Warriors with Zelda. That's all. That's what it is forever will be to me. So yeah.
But the statistic. I was happy about that statistic. I'm telling you, it's going to keep growing as more girls are starting to be like, fuck it, I'm going to play more games. So,
and honestly, a lot of, like, okay, I feel like this statistic kind of jumped like this because before this, I played games, but I would have never considered myself a gamer because of the notion that if I wasn't playing certain type of games that I'm not a gamer, because I liked a lot of RPGs and platformers and stuff like that. So, like, I will play a Prince of Persia game before I will play a, like, okay, I know all my friends were playing the James Bond game, but I didn't really like shooters that much. So,
and the thing is, it's like, it's if for me, it's the same thing that when nerds get mad that you don't know their specific nerd thing. There's a bunch of shit to choose from. They're like options, and they're different subgenres of subgenres of subgenres. I don't have to like exactly what you like. I don't have to be into exactly what you like to still be considered a gamer, to still be considered a nerd, blah, blah, blah. I game my specific games. I nerd my specific nerd things. Just shut the fuck up already.
Right. Just just a shout out to Kia, The Last Storm. Like, she is a FPS girl. Shooter. She liked those. I watch her play him. I won't play him because I'll get headshot all day. But it's just awesome watching her play it, because it'd be funny as hell when she kills people because they get real mad.
Well, because her name. Her name is rude. Who killed me? No, you killed yourself. God damn it. Anyway, we probably should be wrapping up. I don't have anything else to talk about. Do you?
No, I... I think we had two tweets from Brother JR just saying that about our previous episode.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. God damn it. I think I fucking lost it. Give me a second.
One, Mississippi. Two, you know Mississippi. Three.
Don't let me come after you.
No. Why are you constantly threatening me?
Because that's what I do, god damn it. That's what I do.
Why don't you love me?
His first tweet was, if the ladies of Nagaz Noir devote the entirety of their next episode to Beyonce and her VMA performance, I wouldn't be mad at them.
We didn't. Thank you very much.
We was good. And then his next tweet, hold on, still scrolling because I was prepared and then I accidentally closed my browser. So that shit happened. God damn it. Where is this goddamn tweet? Okay. I'll just summarize it because it's going to take me forever to try to find it again. But he also mentioned that he thought that we did a good job and had an interesting conversation about the Ferguson situation on our last episode. So we just want to thank you for that feedback, and also thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
So I think that's it.
All right, so we're going to wrap up this show. Thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us all on Twitter. You can, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. TV shows are going to be coming back soon, so we're going to be doing a lot of live tweeting. September 22nd is when Sleepy Hollow comes back, bitches. It's going to be awesome. You can also follow each of us ladies individually as well. You're probably already one of the 10,000 people following Jamie at The Way of the Id. You can follow JP. I almost called you Jay-Z.
What up, B?
Anyway, you can follow JP at Isatis. You can follow Kia at The Last Storm, Melissa at Black Girl Geeky, and me at Naughty Cool J. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Enjoy support Nutella and fruit.
Right. And also, we might do a live tweet of Kite. I'm making y'all watch this goddamn movie.
Okay, we might do a live tweet of Kite. If I am traumatized because of one of you guys' crazy shows, I'm going to be so mad at you.
Okay, if anything, the only thing that probably traumatized you would be like Berserk.
Berserk is too much.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, you know, get you used to like this type of stuff so that someday we can work you up to Berserk.
Nope, no thank you.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.